Hey, Rock Movers. Today's episode is just going to be me, no guests, and we're going to be talking about worthiness because this has been my journey. This has been something that I have built a coaching practice around, is helping people through the process that I've gone through. And let me share a little bit about why that's relevant. So for those that have heard my story, I spent 30 years in corporate America, started as a bank teller, moved on my way up. I don't have a degree. I did attend college, but I didn't finish. Had kids really, really young, and have all of these things that my adoption, divorce, abuse, all kind of things that caused me to see myself as unworthy. I'm worthy of finishing school. I'm worthy of doing anything for me. I just saw that I was here to do things for other people. And so what that did is create habits and patterns that supported that feeling of unworthiness. And fast forward through 3 divorces, 4 marriages, and a total life change of becoming a coach and using what I thought was going to be my skill set to help people be better in women, be better in financial services, to then learning that really all of the skills that I learned to be better serving in financial services and serving in banking and serving at the Cancer Society, those are all skills that make me a great coach. And the empathy that I have now for going through these situations is what I use in my coaching client conversations and when I show up. And so the saying of how you do anything is how you do everything, absolutely so true. And how you see others is often a mirror or a reflection of how you see yourself. And so if you're getting triggered by people who have a lot of money, then there's a money attachment there. There's something about money that is triggering you. If you are super drawn to people who are loving and nurturing, and you know, that's probably telling you something about yourself. On the contrary, if you're drawn or attached to people who are narcissistic and truly self-absorbed, or use your generous and nurturing and loving nature, that's saying something too. So I'm not going to tell you what that's saying, because for each of us, it's a little different. But I have been able to use the lessons that I've acquired going through my journey and my life lessons to now help my clients. And the biggest lesson, huge, that I've learned is to not see myself as the things that happened to me, but to see myself as the soul and the being that I was created to be, and the things that I love doing, the things that just bring me so much fulfilling passion and comfort and joy. Those are the things that determine who I am in this lifetime. And so the fact that I'm loving and I'm nurturing and that I'm caring and that I'm considerate of others and that I'm really compassionate and great at helping others figure things out, navigating through hard situations or whatever it is, right? Those are the things that make me valuable. The fact that I'm here and that I am a human being on this planet, doing things in life, that's what makes me worthy. The fact that God says I am in a story. So we tend to overcomplicate it. And I don't know if you find that the rocks in your bag, the things that you are carrying, typically we start carrying these things early on in life, right? We learn things very young, adolescents, teenagers, and then just trying to figure it out, going through life as adults and discovering who we are. And through that process, we get wounded again and kind of figure out the things that we don't like before we figure out the things that we do. I want to leave you with, what would happen if your worst fears came true? What would that mean about you? What if you, let's say you were afraid of failing. What if you failed? Then what? Let's say you were afraid of people thinking a certain thing about you. What if they did? Then what? What if you were afraid of succeeding? What would that say about you, right? Let's say you succeed. Then what? All of these things that we're so afraid of, that dictate our life, that dictate the choices we make and how we show up and how we serve and how we get to show up for others and how we get to experience this life. These days are so, so fragmented in the course of eternity. And we hear it all the time, but I want to remind you, I want this to really sink in, that your worthiness is simply stated. It just is. We're not here to debate or argue that or have a conversation about it. Let's just agree that you're worthy. You are worthy enough for anything that you want to do. Now, here's the next step. You get to take action and provide value, right? It's the value that now determines, and you seeing yourself as worthy and showing up as valuable, that determines what happens next. It determines the relationships you have. It determines the wealth that you receive. It determines everything else. Your worthiness is not debatable. But are you adding value? That is. That's a choice. That's where you get to take the reins back and have control. So I think we've been having the wrong conversation. This isn't about whether or not you're worthy. You are. God says it. It's so non-negotiable. But are you being valuable? That's where the real question is. That's where the real power is. That's where your launch off lies in. Do you get to have the life you want, or do you fall prey to your own mindset, your own limiting beliefs, and your own fears? Choice is up to you. That's the gift in my conversation with you today. That's the gift in the rock that I want to move out of your bag today, is your worth is non-negotiable, and you get to determine the value that you bring. And the universe will agree with you and return it. That's the other gift that I get to give you today, is when you show up as worthy, you show up as valuable, you provide value, God agrees with you that you're valuable. He agrees with you that you're providing things that are worthy of value and worthy of being recognized and worthy of being paid highly for, because now you're showing up as who you already are, right? Do you see how this all works together? So the takeaway from today, I'm going to say it one more time. Your worth is non-negotiable, and you get to determine your value. I love you. Take that, sit with it. I'd love to hear your thoughts and comments. And if you want to explore this any further, I want you to know that I have several different ways that we can have this conversation, free conversation. We can explore it or continue following me in my Champions group, where we're going to be talking about this even deeper. I'll put a link to find the Champions group on Facebook in the post. And you let me know if you want to hear more conversations like this about worthiness.